Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there. I know Baltimore is playing. Are they winning? Are they losing?
Actually, they just tied the game up.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Joining us today are, we have two guests today, international recording artist Unam and Debbie Parks of Star PR to talk about the One Soul Jazz Series kicking off Sunday, October 25th at the Cellar in Long Beach, California. And for those of you in Los Angeles and Long Beach area, we are giving away tickets to this event. If you're going to be in that area, you want to call into the show and win tickets. The number is 646-716-5485. Unam and Debbie, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, thank you for inviting me.
Hello.
How are you doing?
So happy to have you guys on. I'm very excited about this new jazz series that's kicking off October 25th. Unam, you're hosting this jazz series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us how this came about.
Oh, actually, that's something I wanted to do for a long time. I mean, you know, I like to. I mean, it's cool to play his own music, but I like to play some other people's music and do a lot of collaboration and stuff like that, and I really like to organize things as well, and you know, it's really like a sociable, you know, thing, whatever. And I met like Debbie like some months ago, and we decided to that was a great idea that we can maybe develop, and especially in Long Beach, downtown Long Beach, which is pretty nice because it's kind of it and. I mean, the look of it, it's pretty like a small New York to me, you know, like just a few blocks, and it's quite different, you know, like being in L.A. where everything is mostly, there's no much building except in downtown, but, and all the clubs here are not like, you know, downstairs. They are all like, you know, normal and, you know, on the ground, but... And I miss that kind of vibe, like in New York or Paris, you know, the kind of really jazz club that is downstairs, that you got to take the stairs and go downstairs, almost like a basement, stuff like that.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
Really got like a warmth, ambience.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So this is great because, you know, with the loss of so many smooth jazz stations happening now and this is great that people have another place to go to hear some really good music. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So the grand opening.
Yeah, Terry, I'm a huge fan of smooth jazz, huge, huge fan. And that's what I do. I work in the smooth jazz field. And I had this idea, you know, to help proliferate smooth jazz and spread it, you know, through the L.A. area because so many clubs have closed down and, you know, the economy hasn't helped. You know, and I think everybody's pretty much aware of the problems that smooth jazz is having with radio and all that right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is an idea that I had once I took on the Cellar as a client. I'm their marketing director. That's one of my clients. And I thought, what a perfect venue to bring smooth jazz to. And I started thinking about how we could do it because it's a small venue. It doesn't hold a lot of people. It can only seat about 150 people. and how could we make it affordable and you know, a great destination and let people know about it. So I've been thinking about this since I took them on as a client last February, and I've been talking to everyone about it. I think, Terry, you and I met over the internet on Facebook about 6 months ago, and I started telling you about it then, and I'm wondering how I could do something to make things happen there. And when I met you, Nam, it was just like a miracle. You know how when God blesses something, it just seems to happen naturally. And he was considering doing the same type of thing, you know, and he had his end of it together, the music part, and I have the marketing and the venue end of it together. And so it was just an instantaneous matchup.
Wow. Congratulations to both of you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, and my question to you guys is, like I said, in addition to you two, you guys have a very nice band. Will you tell us how you guys came to put the band together, the house band?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, this is my part in the house band. Yeah, actually, you know, the thing that was kind of challenging, especially like to start something in a quite small club in common, you know, it's all about having like obviously some great special guest, which is the point, but as well to have like a really, really great band. And the band is, that band is my band. Actually, I got the chance that, you know, I got a great reputation into, you know, between the musician scene, being like really, really, you know, I mean, you know, smooth jazz is one thing. I mean, we talk about smooth jazz artists and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. We don't talk that much about all the musicians that's backing up all those artists. And those guys are really, really the highest level into, you know, musicianship and any kind of music you want to talk about. Those guys are really, really high level. So there's something about, okay, this is the artist and, you know, smooth jazz artist, stuff like that. But there's always something on the side where it's really the musician scene. And whoever, you know, people are playing with or not, you know, with, like, artists, but you know, you need to, you know, build your reputation and credibility inside the musician scenes, because it's much more about skills, musicianship, and stuff like that. So I got the chance that everybody wants to play with me. I couldn't believe it was like that when I moved, you know, in the U.S. like almost 1 year and a half ago. Even when I started to play there, was like two years and a half ago, something like that. I was shocked because most of them was like the people I was listening to when I was in France and stuff like that. And now everybody wants to play with me. So I'm so blessed about that, and I really appreciate it as a musician. So then I had the chance to have guys like Tony Moore, who was one of my favorite drummers. He played with George Benson. He's playing with he did the last guitar and saxes. He used to play with Norman Brown for a long time.
Mm.
I got Darrell Williams as well, was playing with a huge groove that did as well the guitar and saxes. And I got Kevin Flournoy from San Diego, who's a great producer as well. He's doing a lot of, you know, like soul R&B production. And he played with everybody at the same time. And I got a really really talented and young artist that I like to say just a few words about, because I mean, mostly musicians, you know, we are like, you know, around like, we are, because of experiences and stuff like that, we are still young, but, you know, it's pretty rare to have some really, really young artists that are pretty, pretty good and talented. So I got a new sax player, so I think you know her, because I think she did, like, took in smooth jazz, like, a few months ago. Her name is Shannon. Shannon Kennedy.
Oh, Shannon Kennedy.
Yeah. So I got her as well, because I like to give, you know, like spotlight to some younger, you know, musicians as well. You know, because unfortunately those days you don't have much the opportunity to give some spotlight to brand new artists and young musicians. So I think I really think that you really deserve it. So
you have just done my heart
with Peter White too.
Wow, that has just done you, Nam. You have just made my day. That is awesome, because You are right. Like the independent artists and young artists like Shannon, they need that exposure, and they don't get the opportunity to play. And that is awesome that she's going to be in your band. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for that. She is really good. She is. Debbie, have you heard her play?
I have. She's a phenomenon.
She is awesome. She is just awesome. So, wow, that's great. Great. Well, so you got a really good band you have together.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And the things that we played are really, you know, like several times together. So it's not just, I mean, it's not just about the musicians as well, because the thing as well is they're really good friends, really good, mm-hmm. good friend of mine, so we have fun. So it's like this really, like, interaction as well. So it's like amazing band, like the music and the groove, everything is like tight and great. But as well, we have a lot of fun on stage, you know. So that's really important to me, actually.
All right, that sounds wonderful.
And it's gonna be really fun on the 25th because it's UNAM's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday! That's gonna be a great party.
Oh
wow.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
For sure. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, we are talking to UNAM and Debbie Parks about their One Soul Jazz series. It kicks off October 25th at the Cellar in Long Beach, California. We are giving away tickets to that event. If you'd like to call in at 646-716-5485 to win tickets or to talk to UNAM, please do. You're more than welcome to do so. So tell us who are the guests that are lined up to perform in the coming weeks.
Oh yeah, so we got on November 8th. They are all my good friends. So I'm gonna stop saying my good friend. No, that's true. I mean that's really true. Oh no, except one actually, because I never played with him, and it's gonna be pretty excited. But I got my good friend Michael Paolo, sax player, that's gonna be with us on November 8th. Then we got, that's the one I never met before, so I'm really excited to meet him because he's a great musician, is Tom Braxton, and we're going to do his CD release party. It was Wyman Tisdale, sax player for like years and years and years. I'm pretty excited to meet him. I never met him, you know, never in any festivals or any shows, so I'm pretty excited about that. And on November 22nd, we're going to have Greg Karukas.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. We are interviewing Michael Paolo on November 8th and Tom Braxton on November 15th. So we're looking forward to talking to them.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. And, Debbie, I wanted to ask you, like I said, you know, I've looked at your bio, and I see that, you know, you've started in the rock and roll genre of music. So how did you get into the – I'm sorry?
I did, yes.
Yes. So how did you switch over to smooth jazz? What made you switch over to smooth jazz?
Well, you know, it wasn't a conscious effort. I think that my taste in music matured, as smooth jazz is definitely a more mature kind of music, like UNAM was explaining, that they're absolutely the best, most accomplished musicians. And my first inkling, I was living in San Diego, and I turned on 98.1 KIFM, and I heard a piano player that just stunned me. I was like, what is this? Who is this? It was the funkiest, most awesome music I had heard since I left rock and roll, which had been about 10 years prior to that. And so I started listening to the station, and it was one of those cases where I didn't know any of the artists that they were mentioning. It was amazing. They were all people I'd never heard of, because to me it was all new kind of music. Well, I found out that artist was Brian Culbertson.
Wow.
And so I have to credit Brian with giving me my first excitement into the genre. And then when I found out that he was the same age as my son, that was even more exciting. And since then, I've turned my son onto the music. So he's the same age, you know, in his early 30s. And I had the opportunity to meet Brian and to introduce my son to him, and it was you know, quite inspiring. So he's still my favorite keyboardist, that's for sure. I never miss him when he comes to town.
And he still looks all of 12 years old. He still looks like a young boy.
Yeah. So he was maybe 22 or something when he had his first hit album that I heard of, and I don't even think that was his first one either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was about his third album when he was 22.
Wow.
So that was it. You know, that's what got me inspired. And then I started listening to other people playing live. I would start going out to hear these people, and it was even more exciting hearing them live. Unbelievable. I mean, smooth jazz music really has to be enjoyed live. It's just, words don't describe it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
discovered some local musicians that played around, you know, on a regular basis, and that's how I got into this. I started hanging out listening to an artist named Will Donato. He's on
mm-hmm.
Intervision Records. His good friend, Blake Aaron. Will is a sax player, Blake is a guitar player, and I started listening to them, and then they approached me about becoming their publicist, and I honestly wasn't looking to work in the business again because it's changed so drastically since I was involved in it, you know, back in the early 70s. I had a recording studio and everything. I mean, everything's changed. I had an analog studio, and now everything's digital. I know nothing about that. But they just came up to me and said, with your connections and the people you know, and it's so easy to talk to you and people like you, I think you'd be perfect. And so they kind of recruited me into the business, and it's kind of taken on its own life since then. And that was just a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And now you have your first One Soul Jazz series. That is so cool.
I know. That's I got so goosebumps cool. when you just said that.
But in addition, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's going to be a great success because, you know, we are the fans, and I am a fan of many artists. We're hungry for some place where we can go and hear good music. And it doesn't always necessarily have to be a concert or a festival, but just some, you know, a nice, intimate place where we can go and enjoy the artists and friends and listen to great music. So I think it's going to be a big success. What you guys are doing at the Cellar.
Yeah, that's, for me, you know, that's ideal, an ideal situation. And the artists love it, too. You know, they do their tours, and they play their huge jazz festivals with, you know, 20 or 30,000 people. But everybody knows, you know, the people, the artists, they all love the connection that they can make with the audience. So when
mm-hmm.
it's in a smaller, more intimate venue, everyone enjoys it more.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Debbie, and Alexa, in addition to that, like I said, you just in all genres of music, like I said, I looked at the thing and I noticed you have a young guy named Batista, who's a Latin guitarist, and you also Batista, and you have also Mike Parlay, who me and Terry met at the Capitol Jazz Fest, sax player Mike Parlett.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, he's very good. Also,
they need to create a new name for a genre of music that he does. He is the most fantastic, and really, I'm not saying this from me. I mean, I'm so fortunate that I've aligned myself with all the best of the best musicians. I'm so fortunate. I'd really thank for that. And Batista is the best at what he does, which is Latin guitar. And he not only does Latin, but he makes it commercial so that any song he does could be a hit on the radio. I can't even describe his music other than it's a combination of maybe Gypsy Kings and Carlos Montoya and maybe, Strunson Farah, the greatest Latin. I was into Latin guitar for a long time before I met him, and when I met him, his stuff is uncomparable. I mean, it's so much more than I've ever heard from anyone else. So really exciting up and coming star, and hope that we can find a radio station that can play his commercial sounding Latin music. Tough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Considered world music, you know.
Yeah.
You, Nam?
Yeah.
You still there? Okay. Let's talk about your CD.
Uh-huh.
Unanimity. How did I do?
That was pretty good.
Wow.
I tell you, I've been practicing all week. I tell you.
Really? Yeah, I know some people that can't even pronounce it. I'm like, you know what? You guys, English is your mother language, so you should know that word. It's not mine. I'm French, but, you know. So that's for the, yeah, unanimity is kind of a word game with, obviously, with your name. And it's my last CD. It's been released like in May. Yeah, that was in May. And it's pretty okay right now. I mean, the single that did pretty good, Shine On the few radios that were still there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean it's I've tried some new things on that album because I don't like to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. So I got completely different vibe, but I still got songs that are kind of the same vibe that in my previous album back from the 80s that had a great success. But I wanted to try some new things like mixing neo soul and soul because I'm a big fan of neo soul and soul actually, and some R&B and some pop and some even some 60s beats like by the way I did a cover of Dancing in the Street with my great friend singing on it that she's so amazing, Marva King.
Mm-hmm.
That was with Prince for like more than 15 years. And I've still wanted to have some like real strings and real horns and I mean everything, you know, quite all real musician, which those days is pretty rare and pretty tough because obviously I mean, you know, like you know, music business is pretty tough and the sales, CD sales are pretty pretty bad and so obviously you don't have any more the same money to produce an album the way you want it. So I've tried, you know, still to do it, and I think I did pretty okay with it.
I have to tell you, yes, and the cover version of Dancing in the Streets is killer. Killer.
Oh.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. I was really surprised when I heard that. I mean, it is killer. Marva King does a great job on this. And I also like the layout, the design of the CD cover.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm like...
Why, you Nam? Why?
Well,
yeah,
could you do
well,
it?
Yeah, well, first of all,
okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I just lost everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was going to call you back.
Okay. No. Good. We're all back.
Yeah.
What happened? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So tell us about the design of the CD cover.
Yeah, so the design actually is, I wanted to have something kind of a reminiscence of, you know, like the Wild West, and as well some kind of a revolution thing and stuff like that. And because I'm a big fan of, I don't know, well, I guess you guys know Sergio Leone, who's the famous movie director in the 70s with what they called spaghetti western.
Okay.
Spaghetti westerns.
Yeah. And I'm really a big fan of Ennio Morricone that did all the soundtracks and all the music soundtracks like the Good, the Bad, the Ugly and stuff like that, you know. And I even did like in an introduction to on my album that is kind of like a reminiscence of that, you know, stuff. And and that was quite different actually, just to start the Smooth Jazz album. But that was funny to do it. And then And yeah, the artwork is different. I mean, it's not like a picture. Actually, it's a real picture, but it has been redrawn. And I don't know. You need to have a look. Just go online and then go on Amazon or and tap Unanimity, UNANIMITY, and just have a look and see by yourself.
Yeah, there's horses. He's sitting on a horse. There's dueling. UNAMs, there's two guys facing each other with guitars on both shoulders.
That was funny. Oh, yeah, I can say something about that. Yeah, it's under the city.
Yes.
I had that idea to do like a showdown. But what was funny, it was to do a showdown, me against myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically what I'm all about. All the time, every day in my life, it's me against myself. Because I was always, like, challenging myself. And I'm always, like, trying to get the best of me. And so that was funny, you know, just facing myself and having, like, two guitars on my back. Like, it was, like, a gunslinger and stuff like that. But I just thought it was funny.
It's very original. I really like it. It's very original. It has a Western theme to the design. So it's really cool. It's really cool.
UNAM designed our website too, onesoulstars.com.
Oh, all right. Let me put that in the chat room. And by the way, Bernie Scott says hello to both you and UNAM.
Oh,
he's in the
Bernie,
chat room.
Yeah, thank you. Hi. Hi, man. I hope you're doing great.
Hi. Thanks for listening.
He says that UNAM is one of the most sincere people he has met, he's ever met.
Oh, thank you so much, Bernie. I truly appreciate it.
What is the website again, Debbie?
OneSoulStars.com.
Stars. Okay, I'm going to put that in the chat room. You guys can go and check that website out, one that UNAM designed. Right, so we'll check that out. So
he's a very talented person in many different medias.
Yeah, he really is.
Excuse me. UNAM, you have written for and produced for some very famous artists. Would you like to let us know who you've worked with?
Oh, like you mean in the past? Yeah.
Yeah,
I like a lot. Actually, I've been really, blessed. To work with a lot of my hero and basically when I was in France I was doing some production work, songwriting and production, much more like pop, soul, R&B, and had the chance to do a remix of Barry White with actually had like the 24 analog tape, so I had like all the original tracks and that was really 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 amazing. And I had the approval from Barry White and the management to release the remix. Actually, there was that was something that Universal Mercury in France, order, and that was not that easy actually, because they could have said no, we're not gonna do it or whatever, and finally they put it on the they released the ultimate collection of Barry White, and they sold like 1 million copies in France, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one of the things I'm really proud of. I still get my multi-platinum album in the studio. Yeah, that's really one thing I'm proud of. But I've worked with a lot of other people in France, which was major. But I worked with Jeff Lorber, Naji, Phil Perry, Rashan Patterson, Mai Salik, Myron, so many that I can't even barely. I played with a lot too. I don't even remember all of them, but yeah, Billy Paul as well, Cool and the Gang,
Mason Leake.
And I like to you. You said Jonathan Butler, Eric Benet, and guy who's a really really good singer is Rashan Patterson.
Oh yeah, Rashan is a good friend of mine. Actually, he's that's funny because he was always been a fan of him. Since the first album he did back in 1997. the first album we did, and then actually it's funny because I had a friend that was organizing a concert in France, and I did the opening act actually, and I met Rashan and all the band and his manager and stuff like that, and we decided to try to collaborate on one song that is on my first album. It's one of the song I'm the most happy about, and I know that Rashan is really crazy about that song, and I remember that song's called Love's Taking Over though, and that's funny because I remember the first time I came here to master my first album, I remember that Rashan came to the mastering. For you guys, I don't know what is the mastering process is. Once you get all your album done, recorded, and then you do like what we call a mixing, then you gotta go to a mastering studio. We're just gonna, put all the levels of each song at the same levels and try to match the whole album with, equalization and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So Rashan came and he said, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, nothing. Why? He said, well, you want to come with me? We're doing a Lala Hathaway birthday party. I said, yeah, for sure. So I've been there. That was like maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I've been there. Listen, that's a funny story. Rashan, introduced me to Lala and blah, blah, blah. It was nice. And then, after maybe like a couple of hours, and then I left. And I think Rashan, stayed there, blah, blah, blah. And he had a copy of the song, but he didn't tell me. I've just, found out way after. I think on Lala's website or blog or forum, something like that, happened, he never told me that. Rashan played the song that we just did at the party, but I left the party before. He didn't play it.
Played
it afterwards. And what happened, he told me that Lala was crazy about the song, and especially the bass line, and she was dancing like crazy on it, but I never saw it. I left. He didn't play. So I was like, shit, so obviously I came back in France, and we had a lot of airplay with that song and in Europe too, Rashan came back in my studio in Paris, and we did like two new songs actually that I still didn't release yet, because one of the projects I'm working for a few years actually now is called, it's funny because it's called the One Soul Experiment. It's a soul vocals project album that I'm doing. I already got like 8 songs done, I think, and I get songs with Rashan, I get songs with Myron, I get songs with Maisa, with Marva, and a few other people, and I still didn't finish that project, actually. I'm working on finishing it, hopefully this year.
Wow, I look forward to hearing that one.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah. Yeah, it's a really, really, really great song on that, yeah.
Now, Debbie, I wanted to ask you, like I said, I know you also, like I said, have clients that are venues. Now, the one Soul Jazzers will be at the Cellar. Will you be moving it around to some of your different client venues, or just you want to just have it at the Cellar exclusively?
Well, I've gotten a couple of calls from some other people that have interest in doing the same kind of show. If it didn't conflict with ours, then I wouldn't mind putting it in another venue. I've had calls from people I'm actually working with. I think Tank, Ronald, from Smooth Jazz Phoenix.com.
Yes, Ronald Holloway.
Yeah, so I'm working with him right now on creating the same kind of production for a venue there with him. And then I also have some interest in Northern California. So, yeah, I think it's going to catch on. I think it's a great, vehicle for the jazz musicians that live in the area especially, because you got to keep the cost down. That's the key. I mean, we're so fortunate to be here. Between Northern California and San Diego, where artists come through constantly, and this this creates another venue for them to stop by. And, you know, that's the way we can all keep our costs down and keep everybody working.
Yeah, yeah.
And when will, and we know that it kicks off Sunday, October 25th, and it's going to be held every Sunday?
Yep, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Cellar. And this will be our premiere event. We're having a press party prior to the performance on Sunday the 25th. And also I just wanted to mention for Southern California listeners, KSBR Blake Aaron Show Thursday, 3 p.m. UNAM will be on this week on that show as well.
Okay. And as far as the tickets go, we are giving away tickets for the October 25th event. If you are in the Los Angeles or the Long Beach area and you would like to try to win some tickets, you can call in before we go off at 646-716-5485. And will you also be giving away tickets, you know, otherwise?
We'll probably give some away on the radio show Thursday as well for Orange County area. They can only hear the show in Orange County because it's actually on the radio dial, I guess. How do you explain that?
Yeah, it must be like a more so community radio station.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a college station.
Saddleback
College.
Okay. All right. So, Debbie, tell us a little bit about Star PR.
Well, like I said, I was approached by Will Donato, a fantastic entertainer slash sax player that also tours with Nick Colione, and he's played on so many people's albums, you wouldn't believe, and he has a venue that he has been playing here for 4 years, and I used to go see him every week, and we started talking, just about things in general, and he's like, you really get it. You get it. You should be in this business again.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I just didn't know that there was money to be made anymore because things have changed so much. I didn't really keep up with how things were changing. And he said, yes, the Smooth Jazz Arena would be perfect for you. It's easier to get started in that genre more so than rock and roll where there's, it's just huger, it's just so big. And I can actually do this work by myself. So, there's a lot less places to advertise, for example. There's maybe 300 radio stations instead of 3 million radio stations. So it's easier to get to know people. It's a smaller community, very intimate community. As you know, on Facebook, we can talk directly to the artists. They know what you're doing. They hear about you. And, as through getting to know people, I've been approached by other people all over the country. Last October, for example, WGRV in Florida had some bad luck with their hurricanes and I think it was called Tropical Storm. I can't remember the name of the person, but it was a tropical storm, and a lot of the people at the radio station actually lost their home. And so the people at Intervision Records, the artists, offered to come because of the support that they got from WGRV through their career. It's an independent smooth jazz station. They offered to go and do a fundraiser for the people that lost their homes in the area. And before it was over, Blake Aaron is the one that started coordinating the efforts. And before it was over, it became a two-day jazz festival with the likes of Earl Klugh and Dave Cott. So, that's the kind of loyalty that you get with the smooth jazz artists and the intimacy, that you have getting to know these people because you're able to. It's a smaller community, which I just love. So I was fortunate to be involved with that project. And then the next thing I did was the KSBR Birthday Bash, which is a fundraiser for the once a year that they have for the station. And people like Boney James headlined the show, and Michael Langton, and some local people like Derek Bordeaux. Greg Vale. I mean, to be in the presence of these people is just beyond anything I ever hoped for in my life, and I was able to help do some promotion for them and help them out as well. So that's kind of the life that it's taken on, and I don't solicit my business, and people call me for these different things all the time, and I'm happy to be involved.
Yeah. And the one thing I love about the smooth jazz industry, too, well, I'm going to say community, is that everybody is so helpful to one another in each region, you know. Try to keep things alive, you know. Mm-hmm. Unlike any other genre of music, you see the artists collaborate with each other willingly. Everybody comes on tour. They, meet the fans.
Yeah.
The fans are ready into it. You know, so it's just a good vibe, a good industry to really be in, the smooth jazz industry.
Oh, I love it. And when the people are performing at different clubs here, all their friends show up, So you might go to see Ollie Silk, for example, at one club, and you'll see Peter White on stage with them,
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to find. And it's a normal, happens more often than not. And that will be happening at UNAM's birthday, our premiere party as well. We've got some major guys that are going to stop and sit in. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I know it was supposed to be a surprise, but you guys want to let us in on a surprise? Who's going to stop by?
I don't want to say personally just because, it's really, there's some big names, and if something happens and their schedule changes, I don't want to mislead anybody. So I don't know, UNAM, what do you think about that?
UNAM, are you there?
UNAM still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So I don't know if UNAM has any people that he hasn't told me about, but that I don't want to say, but I can just say we expect some pretty major people.
Okay.
Right. Well, I just want to quickly let everyone know that Debbie Parks is the owner of Star PR. It specializes in promotion, publicity, marketing, and booking for recording artists, promoters, and record companies through web marketing, press release distribution, social networking, identity branding, and website development. Debbie, what is your website?
It's starpr.net.
All right, starpr.net. So check her out. You never know. Give her a check out. All right, I want to play a song. I have to play Dancing in the Street because this is a killer, killer song.
That's cool. I love that.
I have to play this. This is from UNAM's Unaminity CD. It's called Dancing in the Streets and is sung by Marva King. You are jamming on that guitar, man. Golly, that is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, while we're on the subject of streets, people that may not know who you now are, people that are new, may not realize that he had the number one song in 2007 from his Back to the 80s album. Back from the 80s, right? Back from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's called Street Life, written by Joe Sample. I hope you'll play that for your fans because everyone will go, oh, okay, yeah, that's you now.
Yeah, that was very good. It was number one in the top 10 for an entire year, and it was on the top 3 charts for 3 months. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Actually, yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Darn.
And it was number one in the major cities. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I was saying that was number one in every major cities all over the U.S.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will have to get that CD, and we definitely will have to play that on a future show. Fortunately, I don't have it today, but CD is good. Everyone, go out, check it out. Go to do you have a website?
Oh, yes, www.u-nam.com.
All right. Well, go check him out on the website. Check out the CD, Unaminity. I'm telling you guys, it's very original in the design of the cover. The music is great. Dancing in the Street is a killer song. Absolutely love it. Any last words on the One Soul Jazz series, Debbie or you, Nam?
Well, you can get tickets by just going on to the onesouljazz.com website. Get tickets in advance, or if there's any left, they'll be available at the door.
Yeah, and also I want to say, too, that you guys, in addition to the onesoulstars.com website, you guys also are on MySpace, myspace.com/onesoulstars on MySpace. And also you guys can go to the Sailor, lbc.com on that website as well to check it out.
LBC,
alrighty.
Yeah, stands for Long Beach City.
Okay.
The Sailor, lbc.com.
All right. Well, this has been very enjoyable. I have enjoyed having you guys on. Much continued success with the One Soul Jazz series. I definitely have to get up there and check out a show. You're only like 4 hours from Las Vegas. So I definitely
you better be here, girl.
Get up there and check the show out.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
She threatened to come to the show, so I'm expecting you.
Yes, I definitely got to come and check it out. You, Nam, thank you so much
for
calling in and telling us about your music. And we look forward to seeing you perform, you and your great band and all of the great artists that you guys are going to have in.
Yeah, and we all of you.
Yes.
Just come and join the party.
All right.
Yeah. And what do you have upcoming, you, Nam, besides the One Soul Jazz series?
Sorry?
What else do you have upcoming? Any more tour dates besides
till December it's gonna be normally it, but then in February I'm gonna be in Dubai actually to do the Dubai Jazz Festival, and then probably back in the festival in Vegas actually. I'm not sure again right now when or yet. Well, some big things are coming. I mean, for next year. So just, you know, be sure you check out my website. You know, if it's always the latest on it on my.
Oh,
page.
He's got a Christmas album. His record company has a Christmas album coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'll have
and
two
funny.
Songs on that album. It's a compilation.
It's going to be out actually exactly the same day on my birthday, which is October 27th. So I forget about that.
Okay.
Be mad at me.
Are you still on Tripping and Rhythms?
Yeah.
Rhythms, okay.
And the One Soul Jazz. Okay.
Yeah, this Christmas, and then I produce an all-star song with all tripping artists playing on it. It's really fun. I mean, really check it out. It's really, really, really cool.
And your new single just dropped. It's called Shine On. Maybe you could play that one.
Yes, I can close the show with that one, actually. I definitely can.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you again, guys. I look forward to hearing great things about The Sailor and the One Soul Jazz series. Definitely looking forward to attending a show eventually. So thank you for coming on and sharing the information with us.
Yeah, you're
thank
so welcome,
you, Terry
too.
And Michael.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll see you guys on Facebook for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye. All right, that was you, Nam, and Debbie Parks. They have started a One Soul Jazz series in Long Beach, California at the Sailor. It kicks off October 25th, 6 p.m. You, Nam, is also celebrating his birthday as well that day. So go and check them out if you're in the area, Los Angeles, Long Beach. If you're in the area, go check it out. Support the artist, I think you'll have a good time. I think you have a really good time. Okay, Mike, really quickly, football, Baltimore.
The Ravens lost.
Okay.
The game, yeah, they lost. So I'm
right.
Sitting here now. I'm about to watch more football after we get off the phone here. But like I said, and the Redskins also lost too. Like I said, we have two teams down here in the Washington area. So they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, who were winless, just like the Detroit Lions. So I guess if you never, if you're winless, you can just play the Washington Redskins and you'll definitely get a win. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on right now. So a lot of my friends. I know I'll be lonely tonight because a lot of my friends, they won't call me. They won't want to hang out because they're all Redskins fans, and they'll be mad in the house. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right. Next week, we have Walter Beasley next Saturday. And then next Sunday, we're talking to Philip Martin. So we look forward to talking to them, having them on the show, and look forward to seeing you as well. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And I'm going to close the show with Shine On from UNAM's Unanimity CD. We look forward to talking smooth jazz with you all next week. Have a smooth day.